anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Live from the main streets of Greyland.
Main streets of Greyland, huh? Oh, yep. Sweet.
It's nice to hear you again.
It's good to hear you too. It was weird, yeah, like passing over the segment and being like, and there he goes.
I know. But it was just felt like I was talking to myself.
Yeah, same.
An album.
Actually, yeah. Well, now you've got someone to talk to, man. And what an album to talk
about.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it goes without saying, Street Chant means it's a bit of a classic, really. It's turning 10, and I know you're friends with Emily and Billy.
Yes.
So it's extra special, I guess.
It is extra special.
Yeah.
I have a lot of memories connected to this album.
That's great. Well, let's talk a bit first about the background, a bit about Street Chant firstly. So they were formed in 2007 out of a band called Mean Street. And they were originally made up of Emily Edrosa, of course, Billy Rogers and Nikki Spearing. And they went under that name, Mean Street, for a couple of years until 2009 when Spearing left and was replaced on drums by Alex Brown. And it was then they changed their name to Street Chant, which they considered to be a bit of a different band from Mean Street, despite continuing to play some of Mean Street's songs. And by this stage, they developed a very strong reputation in Auckland as an exciting live act. They were constantly gigging, and they also got some support slots for some quite big bands, like the 3Ds, and they even supported the Dead Weather when they came here as well.
Yes.
They were incredibly popular on student radio, as we all know. Street Chant very much loved here at BFM and other student radio stations. And I guess you could pretty much say that they're a BFM band, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very much, you know, part of the ethos here. So coming into 2010, they began working on what would become their debut album, Means. And this album was an Arch Hill recording. It was recorded and engineered by Bob Frisbee. And musically, it was considered, I guess, by them to be sort of coming of age as musicians. Here they were leaving Mean Street behind and really fully transitioning into Street Chant. They got into a proper studio. They refined their sound a bit, that classic Street Chant sound that we all know and love. And Emily really began to take off here as a songwriter. It was a big deal because they never really put out any music officially. The odd single here and there, but certainly no albums. So this was like their first big body of work, so to speak.
Yeah.
So let's play some music, shall we?
Yeah, let's play some music, man.
Yeah. So this is the first track we're going to play is Less Chat, More Sewing. And this is classic sounding Street Chant. All the ingredients are there. You've got your heavy riffage going on, solid aspirism section. Emily puts in such a powerful vocal performance on this record. So it's just really the perfect Street Chant sound, I reckon.
Fab. All right, let's fire it up. Let's chat more so on Street Chant.
Thank you.
That was Street Chat with Les Chatmore sewing our anniversary album of the week. Kia ora, Sam, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Yes.
Chilling, loving it.
That breakdown. Alex was such a good drummer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just got this text in and someone said that they were living with Emily at the time. This was coming out, and so they probably heard these songs about 1,000 times. And I have the same feeling too, because I always went to their shows. Thanks for putting me on the door, guys.
So we're gonna just keep things rocking and rolling with the next track, Blister, which is track number 4. And similar in many ways to the last track, you can really see here this is the sound. This is like the band who are really perfecting their classic sound on this record, and it's a sound that still endures to this day. I mean, people really, really, really love this. It's just like classic indie New Zealand.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a bit speechless, really.
Oh, jeez. Thank you very much, by the way, for choosing this album. I'm going down some memory lanes, which is real awesome. Quite a lot of them were drunk memories, actually. So, and King's Arms, and like thinking of the King's Arms and going there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
I'm sure they would have been like massively popular at the King's Arms, no doubt.
Totally, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to cut to a short break and then conclude the Street Chant Means anniversary album with Sam Smith after this.
Music. Where does that happen? In the ears, in the heart, the loins? Well, yeah, but also it happens in venues. Pubs, clubs, underground cellars, they are the crucial community hubs that keep New Zealand sounding mint. And right now, they need your help. Save Our Venues is looking to raise over $500,000 for the venues of Aotearoa. Spare a few dollars today to help your local. Boosted Live presents Save Our Venues. Go to saveourvenues.co.nz.
In a world of change, it's good to know some things stay the same. So, are Shosha still the original specialist for e-cigarettes, vaping devices, and more? Oh, fo' sure. Can you still get free shipping on online orders over $50?
Oh, for show.
And will Shosha continue to be there with all the flavors, over 60 stores nationwide, and all your favorite vaping gear?
Oh, for Shosha. Shosha.
R18. Google Shosha today.
Dad, why aren't there any photos of your wedding?
There are, surely. This one.
Of the priest.
The priest's important.
All the rest of these are just close-ups of Auntie Sharon's perm.
Family's important too.
Who's this hottie?
That's your mum.
Ah.
Just kidding, that's your nan.
Take more photos, make more memories with Pro Gear Professional Photographics. Whatever your level, you'll take the best pictures with Pro Gear. Contactless pickup and courier delivery available now. 3 Railway Street, Newmarket, or go to progear.co.nz.
BFM are looking for your favourite lost New Zealand classics.
JRM B-sides.
Cassette-only classics.
MySpace floor fillers lost in the tragic server migration disaster of 2019.
Any old classic.
Let us know your criminally underplayed Kiwi classic and we'll give it a spin on 95BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry. Then on Friday, May 29th, we're closing out New Zealand Music Month with a 3-hour special of all the best lost gold and hidden gems. Just text the letter B to 53955, followed by the song and artist you want to submit. Or go to 95bfm.com/b-sides.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309 4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Balls. Thank you.
Thank you, PSA announcement. Kia ora koutou ma, ko Geneva Takuingwa. This is Morning Glory and we're doing anniversary albums. We're concluding
Morena.
Anniversary
albums.
And so I've got Morena. Sam Smith on the phone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So let's talk about how this album was received, shall we?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it was very much critically acclaimed. It did very well for a largely underground band, a new band, cracking the top 40 of the New Zealand chart.
Mm-hmm.
It saw the band take up the inaugural Critics' Choice Prize at the NZ Music Awards of 2010.
And
they also got.
Homebrew was up for that award as well that year.
Yeah. They also got nominated for the Tate Prize in 2011 and the Best Alternative Album at the 2011 New Zealand Music Awards. Of course, they'd later go on to win the Tate Prize in 2017 for Hawara.
Mm.
It was nice to finally win that as well. They were up and running as a band. However, it would be 6 further years before their second album came out. They became infamous for it not being released, and the length of time it took to make that second record. But in that time, they kept gigging, obviously, very prolific giggers. They released a few singles as well in the lead-up to that album. But as for Means, it remains a big, big fan favourite, pretty much an essential New Zealand indie album from the early 2010s.
Mm.
And, 4 years since The Water came out, I'm not sure if they have any more plans on the horizon.
Well, I heard a rumour that there is going to be a vinyl reissue of Means coming soon.
Ooh.
And Emily went on to do Emily Adrosa, and she's also starting a new record label. So she's going to be releasing this reissue on her record label.
Hello.
Yeah, I don't know when and I don't know how, but a little birdie told me that that's what's happening. Ooh. She's also going to be releasing more Emily Adrosa on that label as well. It's called PSL Sound. And look out for it, y'all.
Well, that'll be good. Awesome. But in the meantime, while we wait for all that, we can just chill out and enjoy what's happened and enjoy Means.
Yes.
So on that note, we're going to finish with track number 8, which
Alrighty.
Is called Yabba Ara. And I think this one's slightly different from the rest of the album, particularly the two tracks we just played. It's more kind of toned down, kind of more experimental, particularly with the rhythm and the structure. But nonetheless, it's still a great song as well.
Yes.
So, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you very much for putting this together and for the memories, Sam. And
it's great to finally speak with Geneva again.
Yes, it'll be
like
great.
7 or 8 weeks.
We'll see you in the studio at some point. We've got 100% spray, you know, ethanol spray that we're just spraying
good.
Everywhere.
Fantastic.
It's quite a scene. It's great.
Oh, I love it.
So, when we do arrive in studio once more together, in this capacity, would be great. I don't know why I'm talking like a robot.
It'll be a party.
Yeah, I'll party with you soon. All right, here's Yabba Arrow with Street Chant. Ka kite.
Ka kite, bye.
Bye.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.